Ready for 6-6? 6-6 on its way.
6-6, buddy.
In your ear hole.
In your ear hole.
Let's do this, DJ.
Let's do this, buddy.
My name is Optimus Prime.
Intro gets me every time, gets me pumped for the Rot Pod, hashtag ROTPOD. And myself is Mr. B from ABQ 505, Albuquerque, New Mexico. We didn't do a pre-show shout-outs because there's a lot of people following. There's new followers, new listeners. Just want to say thanks for following, thanks for listening. Keep on listening, keep on sharing the Rot Pod. There's retweeting, favoriting, and straight up interacting with the Rot Pod, Mr. B and DJ Problems. So I'm Mr. B, and by my side, Rot Pod Studios, my boy, my main man, DJ Problems. What's up, DJ?
Yo, what's up? What's up, Mr. B? How's it going out there, man?
Going good in the Rot Pod, for Rot Pod Studios, right?
Yes, sir, you know it.
Yes, sir. Man, where are you at? Number 6-6, buddy.
6-6, the mark of the beast. Mark of the
it's the mark of the Rot Pod right now, buddy.
Yeah, right.
It's changing. Everything changes with the Rot Pod. No more beast, no more nothing. It's mark of the Rot Pod, 6-6. Is that our show title?
The good old 66, man. I'm down with that, man. You know that runs through the heart of Albuquerque, so. We got to do the 66 thing, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. All right, buddy. Where can I find you at?
Let me drop my hydraulic chair for a second while I get ready.
Like a transforming sound.
You guys can find me on first and foremost rollingofftrackpodcast.com, as well as all the social media handles that are mainstream out there: Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud, Vine, Google+, and if you have a hard time finding me or Mr. B, you guys can always Google us.
Google it.
Facebook it.
Instagram it.
Tweet it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, like you said, first and foremost, rollingofftrackpodcast.com.
Yeah.
I still got that voice in my head, the shorty from Scary Movie. Oh, yes, son. that guy's tight, yo. Yes, sir. So, you doing good tonight, DJ?
I'm doing good, bro. I was feeling sick earlier.
Now you feeling better?
Yeah, I'm feeling better now.
Rot Pod makes it better, huh?
Rot Pod makes it better, brother.
Yes, sir. Cool. Well, glad you're feeling better now.
Sure, I'm glad too, dude. I hate being sick, dude. Honestly, that's like one thing that it sucks when you're an adult, you know? But when you're a child, man, it's like, hell yeah, I get to stay home, all this shit. But man, when you're an adult, you're like, oh shit, I can't afford to be sick. I can't do this. I don't want to feel like this. This is no good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right, man. And you still got to do work, or you still got to stay busy, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, since the last episode, myself, I didn't really, do anything. Just stayed busy. It's about it. Stay busy. I didn't really watch any TV shows too. But tonight we're recording on a Thursday evening. This is our second night of the week. Never know how much we'll pull out the next three days. Right, DJ?
That's right, buddy. We might do two. We might do three. We might do 10. Who knows?
We might do 10.
That's a little too much. You know what I mean? But, that would be crazy. That would be crazy, right?
No, DJ, 20. Let's do 20.
Oh, damn. Mr. B's doing the challenge.
Oh, yeah. Rot Pod challenge. Nah, just kidding. We can't do 20. It's going to take most of our time.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yep. But, yeah, nothing for me. No, let's see. Oh, yeah, I got something to tell the people, tell the listeners. You know what's up, DJ?
What's up, buddy?
I rot potted somebody.
Oh yeah, that's right, at Mickey D.
Yes sir, is going through the drive through and had I remember I had a few bucks in my ashtray. So I was like, I'm not gonna use this right now, so I'll put it to use and rot pot somebody. So I pull up to McDonald's. You know how they have those two lanes when you're first ordering?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's this one car on the right side, and I guess they were already ordering because you can hear them talking, so I pulled up on the left one. I ordered my order, and I finished before the person on the right, so I went in front. So right when I got to paying, I told put this cash to the person behind me. So that guy looked at me. He's like, okay, cool.
Mr. So, Beast rot potting it up.
Rot potting, yes, sir. So somebody got lucky. Again, stickers coming soon, DJ.
You're a good man, Mr. B. You're a good man.
So, listeners out there, you get rot potted somebody or somebody rot potted you, send me a pic or send me an info. We'll put it on the rot pod. Other than that, if I remember anything, I'll bring it up. So what about you, DJ? Anything spectacular these past few days?
So this morning I was leaving my house and I broke one of my pipes. Fucking broke my heart, dude.
Really?
Yeah, I swear to God. It was like it was a nice piece too, man. Oh God damn it. Ceramic tile, I hate you. And I tried to do the whole like sneaker catch thing, you know what I mean? I had so much shit in my hands that I shouldn't have probably, and I was just like rushing out the door.
Yeah.
And man, it hit the ground and I was devastated.
Did it happen in slow motion?
Yeah, it did. It was just like,
no.
And then I was like, fuck, son of a bitch.
That was a slow motion too, huh?
Nah, that was in fast motion, dude. I was pissed off. I mean, it was like right when I woke up at like 7:30 this morning, dude. It was just like trying to get things done. I was just in a rush. I shouldn't have been. And poor little glass piece paid the price, man.
Sorry, buddy. Well, did you have a little memorial for it?
Oh, fuck no, I hucked that sucker in the garbage. Yeah, I was pretty bummed, but I guess after the gym and all that stuff, I was a little bit more content after the whole situation. You know what I mean? I was still hurt. You know what I mean? Because I honestly, bro, from an honest perspective, I really like, I cherish my shit. I think that every piece that I buy, that's weird, we're talking about smoke and shit. Anyways, any piece that I buy, dude, I feel I'm like, it's like a sentimental thing, you know what I mean? Spend a lot of money on it. It's really great piece of artwork, and I view it as that. It's not something like a smoking device or anything like that. To me, it's more of a, I buy it for the artwork type stuff, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
It means a little bit more to me because I seen something in it. You know what I mean? It's as opposed to, oh, well, let's just get that instead. You know what I mean? Fuck it. So I was pretty hurt, dude. I should have had a burial, but I just hucked that fucker in the garbage. So, yeah, that's what DJP's been up to. I've been trying to, watch the Avengers still. I've been trying to look on Netflix too for something that's going to like, hold my attention with the, I guess like the season thing, you know what I mean? Like the shows with the seasons and stuff on them. So I'm kind of just looking for something new to watch.
Yeah.
Something that's good, you know, but not really finding anything, to my liking right now. So yeah, that's it for me, man.
American Idol's on, buddy.
Ah, fuck that.
Straight out on F that.
I'm not about that shit. That is fucking.
When it first came out, it was all right. But after like so many seasons, it's the same old thing.
I definitely give people a lot of respect for going up there and trying to show their talents. And, you know, if they don't got talent, they're still standing up there. I give them that much more respect too, you know, cause
yeah,
not everybody can get up on stage and, make a fool of themselves. You know what I mean? And just be like, yeah, shake it off. I'm sure it's another experience, but,
shake it off.
I can't do that, bro. I think it's all fake as shit.
Fake idols.
Fake idols. I mean, people do get publicity off of it, but, that's not me. Yeah,
they get a lot of publicity.
You won't catch me fucking riding on that shit.
Even maybe like even the people that do something just insane or something out of the blue, something that catches the camera's eye, then they get on camera and get their 15 seconds.
hey, you gotta get in where you fit in, you know what I mean?
Yep. Fake idol, hashtag that, buddy.
Fake shows.
Fake shows. Yeah, season shows, still long, long time, but still it's gonna be coming later this year as, Walking Dead, no Walking Dead, buddy. Gotta wait till, was it October?
Mr. B, I gave up on that show, buddy.
Really?
Yeah.
That show's the bomb, buddy. It's about to get real this next episode, this next season. This next season's gonna be some kill, 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 slash, 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 dash, dash, dash.
Kill, kill, kill.
Hashtag that. Hashtag kill, kill, kill. What did Shorty say? I'm a slash. I'm a dash.
Oh, shit. That movie's good, right?
Yeah, it's good. It's always good to watch every now and then. Kind of like, oh, I know what I watched. I watched Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump. Bubba Shrimp. Bubba Gump Shrimp. Jenny.
Jenny.
Jenny. Yo. And that old box of chocolate thing. It's old school, buddy.
That Bubba Gump Shrimp's real, man. You know?
That's like a real restaurant, huh?
That's a real deal shit, man.
Yes, sir. What about Lieutenant Dan? Is he real? Yeah, he's real, buddy. Just say he's real, man.
He's real. He's real, bro.
Yeah, yeah. All right, buddy. You know what's real in the tech world today?
Virtual reality, son.
Not yet, son. I'm going to start off with this real quick, right?
All right.
All right. Though this is real, though. PS4 systems, sales pass 7 million compared to Xbox's 5 million.
Bye-bye.
That's pretty bad, huh?
You got to love the PS, bro.
Yeah. I do like the PlayStation more than the Xbox. So I'm glad for PlayStation getting far ahead of that, far ahead of Microsoft. And, you know, for a long time, Microsoft has been ahead and been kicking everybody else's butt. But PlayStation 4, the next-gen console, it's up there. It's getting its dues, getting its games, getting its next-gen stuff. So I'm glad they're doing good. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, yes, sir. First story, tech world. Like you said, what did you say, DJ?
Some virtual reality going on.
Oculus Rift. So the story is about the Oculus Rift, and they're just having people try out this game where it's scares the crap out of you. You find your, you wake, okay, you imagine this, you put on your Oculus Rift glasses, goggles.
Uh-huh.
You turn on the screen, whatever, you turn on the game, whatever. It's dark. You wake up, you find yourself in a dark forest in the middle of the night. You walk around looking for someone. With only the light of a few lampposts to guide your way, you come across a small cabin that's lit from within. As you walk up to the door, you see a figure standing inside. It's a little girl, and it looks like she's been waiting for you. So it's just like a scary movie, and you're actually moving around with these Oculus Rift glasses. Would that scare you? Would you want to do that?
Sure, I'll give it a whirl.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, put them on, and then like go through a scenario where you're going through the woods or something, or going through a house where it's all dark and you see little kids on the side of you or something.
It's like the Blair Witch.
Blair Witch. Would you do Oculus Rift Blair Witch? Blair Witch? Blair Witch?
Yeah, man. I would give it a whirl. I'll try it out.
Oculus Rift Blair Witch. Blair Witch. Why do I keep saying Blair Witch?
Player, player!
Yeah, I guess the one thing I can mention too, I forgot to mention, DJ, is this is a Rolling Off Track podcast where we roll off track, anything goes, right, DJ?
Yes, sir, you know it.
Yes, sir, even our pronunciations or language or whatever, it's off the tracks with the KZ, with the Z.
With the KZ tracks.
Another game for the Oculus Rift is, they came out with the Nintendo or the Super Mario 64. Remember the first Mario game that came out for the 64? Nintendo 64?
Yes, sir.
And I don't know if the listeners have played this, but this game was the first 3D game. First Mario 3D game, and you just... it's Oculus Rift. You're actually moving around, first-person view of Mario, just walking around, playing the whole game. How would you like that one?
That'd be tight.
Yeah, so... Yeah, those two of the newest games for the Oculus Rift, the scary one, and the Super Mario 64. Wonder how much those Oculus Rifts cost, right?
I bet you they cost quite a bit.
Toshiba's 4K laptop released. 4K to 4K laptop. This is one of those deals where you put a movie on the laptop and just sit back and relax and watch the movie, and because the movie will be real nice and clear and colors pop out and everything like that. 4K. Resolution.
I got a question, man. I mean, you know, HDTV, when you watch it in the stores and shit's happening.
Yeah.
That shit looks like garbage. It looks like it's moving too quick. You know, the picture and the voice ain't the same. It's like it looks too fake. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can only imagine what this is going to look like. And I just, they should have let your eyes do the scene. You know what I mean? Like, dude.
So this 4K laptop, it's a 15.6 inch, 3840 by 2160 resolution. It's got a good graphics card in there, a 1 terabyte hard drive, Harman Kardon speakers. I think those ones are like the real high deal ones, you know? Have you ever heard of those speakers before? Harman Kardon?
Yes, sir, I have.
It's has that, has HDMI out, an optional Blu-ray drive. So $1,500, April 22nd.
$1,500, huh?
$1,500, and I think for that price, if you're looking for a good screen, and I guess the specs are pretty good, so it might be. I don't know if it's going to be on par with those the Apple MacBooks.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? You think somebody would choose this over a MacBook?
What sounds more enticing, Toshiba or Apple?
For me, I would choose a Toshiba.
I bet you nine out of 10 people would choose a Mac.
They would choose a Mac?
Yeah.
They would choose their Mac Daddy?
The Mac Daddy 1, 2.
On the microphone, check.
On the golden mic, buddy.
Golden mic, buddy. Yeah, I guess it depends on what the person likes, huh? If they're of Apple, they like Apple products, or if they want to try the next, I guess, kind of like the next gen laptop with a 4K resolution screen.
They could try, man, there's so many products out there, I don't even know. Honestly, there's so many products.
A lot of stuff, like this new Sony Bravia 4K TV that can stream PS3 games via PlayStation Now. Remember that PlayStation Now that we were talking about where you can stream to, like, your Vita in a different room? So this new Sony TV, it has that already as a capability to stream those games to the TV without any additional hookups. And this TV is going to cost around $2,000, buddy.
Jesus.
And that's the 49-inch for $2,000. And then the 85-inch is $25,000. Do you have $25,000 in your pocket, DJ?
Not for a TV.
What about the $2,000 for 49-inch?
No way, dude. I got a 40-inch TV. You know what I mean? I got a 40-inch TV. That's, I don't know if it's LCD or LED or I don't know what the hell it is, but I mean, it works just fine in 1080p. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. So you're good with your TV?
Yeah, man. I mean, I just, like I said, when you're playing it too clearly, like, it just tends to be, I don't know. I guess it depends on what you want to use it for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, not me, brother. I mean, if I had the money to throw away, shit, yeah, I'd go buy whatever the fuck. But, man, I'm not so much into, like, staring at the TV, you know?
Yeah. And I guess it's kind of like the right time, right place moment where somebody's looking for a TV, and at the same time they're kind of, like, playing games, and they come up to this TV, and it's just, like, it just grabs their attention. It's like, oh, it's a Sony, and you can stream PlayStation games on it. Then I guess that would be more of a realistic scenario for somebody to buy one of these ones.
Big gamer, you ain't got no money to, or I mean, you ain't got nothing to spend your money on, but a nice TV? Hell yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean by that, right? Like, you know, you save your money and you just kind of really, you don't want anything at the moment, and you save and save and save, and then you're like, oh shit, this is what I was saving my money for. This is what I'm going to spend my money on. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, like something like that, you know what I mean? You haven't really looked into anything lately, and you just see this TV, and you're like, oh, shit, I'm into games. It streams off of my PlayStation. You know what I mean? It's
Yep, and it's a Sony, and just right time, right place, right?
Yes, sir.
Cool. It's a good one, DJ. Good one. You're coming back. DJ's coming back. You doing all right, DJ?
I'm doing all right, brother. I'm chilling.
Yeah, same here. Just chilling, just talking these tech stories with these listeners. Listen, hey, you listening? Send me a message on FB.
We live?
We live? No, we're not live. Ooh. Facebook adds nearby friends to show you where everyone's at. You activate the nearby friends in app, and people will be able to see on a map exactly where you're at.
Don't do it, folks.
But you have to, it's off by default. So if you ever find out that this thing is on, it's either your fault or somebody's messing with your phone and turned it on.
Uh-oh.
So you have to, so it's off by default, and you have to turn it on yourself to activate it. This would be good, you know, like, first thing that came to my head was like a rock pod event or something like that, and you just said, I don't know, now that I'm saying it out loud, kind of sounds creepy. I don't know, maybe like family? Just keep tabs on where your family's at in a big place, like Disneyland or something?
I know what you mean, brother.
Unless you're just a creepy guy or gal and just stalking somebody. But yeah, if it's on, then you turn it on yourself or somebody else turned it on for you. So don't be blaming anybody. Don't be suing anybody. Don't be suing Facebook for invasion of privacy. New record, law fastest lawnmower, 116 miles per hour, DJ.
Holy shit.
They pretty much swapped out most of the parts to make it rideable at 116 miles per hour. They changed the tires. They took out the blades from underneath the lawnmower. And they took the suspension from an ATV and put it on the lawnmower.
116 miles an hour.
Yep. Can reach 60 miles per hour in 4 seconds. I seen your post about taking the bike down to the road to get a Red Bull.
Did you?
Yeah, you should take this lawnmower down to the store to get a Red Bull.
Hey man, if they'll let me, I will.
Yeah. To make it street legal, would you just need to put it on signal lights on it?
Well, I mean, basically, you know, you need lights, you need turn signals. I'm not too sure if you need mirrors, but it looks like they have a bumper on it as well, like a front bumper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That'd be cool, pulling up to a stoplight and these a Mustang's next to you and you tell him on a race.
And watch him laugh at you and then you laugh at him. Choke it. just tossing up the deuces.
Yep. I wonder how the lawnmower sounds, huh? Think it sounds like a bike or a...
Yeah, I guarantee it. I mean, I don't know. We can watch the video later on, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, is there a video in it?
Yeah, there's a video right under it.
Oh, okay. I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
It looks like it goes up to about 9,000 RPM, so I think it's pretty quick.
9,000, yo. Compared to a street bike, is what, like 15?
It really depends on which one you ride. I mean, thousands go up to probably like about 9 or 10. 600s probably go to like maybe 14, 15. Some of them may go like 16. That's really, really high though. I mean, you're testing its durability at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's right, boy. So was that your first time riding your bike for the season?
Yeah, I really haven't ridden it much. Poor thing. She needs to be ridden more.
She needs to be ridden more.
Yeah.
Whoa. First, last episode, you're talking about grinding and getting your back end doing something, and now you're talking about getting her ridden.
Oh, shit. Mr. B putting me on the spot, bro.
On the spot.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, doing the studio thing, trying to get that stuff done. I just been neglectful of my vehicles, you know. Start working on the Nissan more. Start working on the bike more. I got another engine that I'm building up, for another Honda. So yeah, I mean, so many projects, not enough time in the day or the funds to do it. So it's like, which one's first? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But still fun, bro. I still enjoy the shit out of it. There ain't nothing like going like the wind, bro. And there ain't nothing like doing 100 down city streets.
It's gotta be careful, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I'm being reckless. I'm sorry for that, but no, actually, I'm not sorry. You know, there's just some people that, you know, can ride and some people that can. There's some people that don't pay attention and there's some people that do. So you got to kind of mix all those in between.
Yep.
And I've been riding.
And those people that can't ride, hopefully you learn that. You learn quickly so you won't endanger anybody else.
Yeah, just learn how to ride in a parking lot or something, or I don't know. Ride on the streets. Who cares? I don't care, you know.
Ride around the park.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's going circles.
Yay!
Woo!
Yup, yup. That's cool, DJ. You got a bike and just cruising around today. You gonna cruise this weekend?
Nah, man. I'm gonna stay indoors.
If you cruise around, put a bunny rabbit on your back. It's Easter. Easter Sunday.
I'll throw eggs.
Throw some eggs.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
If anybody tells you why you're doing that, just say it's Easter. You're giving away candy. Giving away eggs.
Yeah, I'm giving away free eggs.
Yeah, what's your problem, fool?
I'm trying to be rot-potted. I'm trying to rot-pot people.
On the eggs, put hashtag rot-pot.
Oh, yeah, dude. Nah, that...
I'm going to do that. I'm going to get those plastic eggs, and I'm going to hashtag rot-pot it on it, and I'm going to hide four of them within Albuquerque City and give people a riddle so they can find it, and inside there will be a big prize, DJ.
That would be really cool, Mr. B.
And the prize is going to be a McDonald's apple pie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, you should ride down the street on a motorcycle going 100 while drinking a Sonic drink.
I think I'll crush the cup. So I got to hold on with one hand at least to use the gas, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, huh? That's right.
I mean, I could ride with one hand, don't get me wrong. I'll do the one-handed thing, you know what I mean? But
it's on the right side, on the right hand?
Yeah, I got to hold the gas with the right hand, and I'll hold with the left, but, you know, I'll hold the drink with the left, but shit, man, I don't know for how long.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know for about how long it's going to stick around, you know what I mean?
Just till the next stoplight where you have to downshift.
Yeah, I'll let that sucker go.
Yeah, let that sucker go. Put a camera on your eyeball, DJ.
I was actually looking at that, man. That's pretty cool.
Google filed a patent for a camera containing contact lens. So Google just filed a patent for that. They haven't built it yet. They haven't done anything with it yet, but that's what they're thinking of doing. Wearing a contact lens, and there's going to be a camera in it. So every time you, whatever way you move your eyeball, that's the way the camera's going to be recording.
It records?
Yeah, it's going to be recording either a video or a picture. And with your eye movements, such as like if you blink, you're going to be able to give it like if you blink two or three or however many times you want, and it's going to start recording, such as a play pause type.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they're gonna put that into it.
That's a trip. Would you buy one of those, Mr. B?
If I had the money, yeah, I would buy one. I would try it out, but just don't tell anybody.
Police will probably start walking around with those.
Probably.
Instead of the lapel cams.
And if they do, then citizens will be wearing these too, so it'll go either way.
There you go.
Protect yourself.
Check yourself, fool.
Before you wreck yourself. Woo Wednesday. Did you listen to any Wu-Tang on Wednesday?
Did not.
No? Did you see me hashtag Woo Wednesday?
Yes, sir, I did. I think I liked it, too.
Did you hear it? Did you listen to it?
I think I liked what you had put up.
Oh, right? Liked, okay.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Your post?
Yeah. Liked. I thought you meant like you listened to you, when I posted, you checked out the song. But I know what you mean now. You liked it. You liked the pick.
Yeah.
I hear you, Wednesday. I hear you. Woo Wednesday. Woo Tang. Woo Tang. Woo Tang. Do you like Wu Tang, buddy?
I do. I do.
You like the Jizza?
Do you like the Rizla or the OD Bizla?
Or the OD Bizla? Here's Jizza, buddy.
Your rhyme's too short, the box is gone, so stretch it. Especially these overrated rap stepping fetches. I told you if I rain, there'll be an eternal drizzle. Woodwork strips being chipped, sharp chiseled. One verse shatter your spine and crush your spirit, no matter what.
You still window shop for lyrics. You know what he's talking about right there?
He's saying.
Hell yeah.
Oh, damn.
50. In the last few episodes, Eminem are 50 and he chose 50. What's wrong with the DJ? Supposed to think outside the box and say Jizza.
Oh shit! You wouldn't let me choose that.
Just kidding. Just kidding, buddy. Don't break the rules, right?
I can't break rules, man.
Don't break rules. Don't break the rock pod ending outro rules. Yo. Glow in the dark highway tested in the Netherlands. That'll be cool. Driving down a midnight road and in the middle of the lanes are glow in the dark lanes.
That would be dope, man.
That'll be tight, son.
Ah shit, son.
glow-in-the-dark paint came up by an artist and a civil engineer. It's pretty cool. That's basically what it is, just a lanes, glow-in-the-dark lanes. Nah, mean?
I know what you mean, man.
And one thing that they're thinking of coming up with also, since they came up with these, since they're testing these lanes,
mm-hmm.
is they're gonna try special paint where the paint, is visible only to snow. So like if you're driving down the road and it starts snowing, then this paint will be visible and it'll show on the road that there's gonna be that there's snow on the road. Do you know what I mean? Like snow or icy. So it's not gonna show during the day or just with rain or any other weather. It's only gonna activate when snow like gets on it, or they're trying to figure that out right now, but that's one of their ideas.
That's a trip.
That would be pretty cool. Especially if you're driving at night and it's kind of dark and you don't know it's black ice.
Yeah. And then, there you go.
Yeah, when you're driving all of a sudden and you see a symbol on the road that says black ice or something like that and you whoa, and you slow down. That'd be pretty
cool. Yeah, hit the brakes all hard on the ice.
Black ice, whoa, stop, slow down. Just get yourself hurt.
All right.
Yeah, but yeah, it's just they're testing in the Netherlands. They need to bring some of those ideas to the U.S. or where's the new generation? Let them come up with some of these new ideas.
Right, we need some ideas, people.
That's right.
Save lives.
Save your kids' lives. Save your grandkids' kids. Save your grandkids' lives. Come up with something new. Right, DJ?
Yes, sir.
Come up with something new like this new chip that they're going to start putting in stuff. Faster Wi-Fi. The only way it's making it faster is instead of sharing one chip to a bunch of devices, this chip is going to be able to share it with multiple devices at one time. I don't know if you understood that. Did you understand that? So like if there's like 10 devices in a house, and this today's technology, the chip shares one internet connection to all 10, but this new chip, it's going to be able to kind of like split 10 internet connections to all 10 devices. Does that make sense?
And they'll make them quick too.
And it'll make it, I guess not really quicker. It's just that's what they're talking about, making it quicker by just having each individual device have its own bandwidth.
Oh shit, Wi-Fi stepping up.
So that new burrito Wi-Fi machine, it's gonna be able to spit out more bandwidth to your burritos.
So your Wi-Fi's gonna be stepped up, and shit. No more burrito machines, man.
No more burrito machines?
Well, you know, the burrito machines, the machines with the Wi-Fi or Wi-Fi.
But wouldn't more people want to use them since it's fast?
Oh, I guess so. I mean, I thought it was only going in the houses.
Oh, no, these chips are going to start going in everything.
Oh.
Burrito Wi-Fi machines, phones, modems.
All right. Let's get this party started, man.
That's what I'm talking about, buddy. Get the rock pot started. Next story, microphone lens 150 times. Turns your iPad, tablet, or smartphone into a microscope. So you add this little accessory to one of those devices, and these lens help magnify whatever you're looking at. So basically turn it into a microscope.
I've seen these.
You've seen these?
Yeah.
Where at? Radio Shack?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that guy was rolling with one of these on his watch too, huh?
Yeah, something like that.
And if they get, it's on Kickstarter right now, so people that are donating to it, they're trying to reach 50,000. So after they reach 50,000, they're gonna start making these, and they're gonna be selling them for around $42.
And you could look at the designs on Abraham Lincoln.
Abram Penny guy. Are you interested, like, in science, like magnification and looking at stuff like that?
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
I'm hungry, Mr. B. I'm starving, man.
You hungry?
I'm starving.
Starving for a new story like this?
Definitely.
EYEFI. EYEFI's new service sends your cameras photos to the cloud as soon as you shoot. So today you could go into a store, you could buy this EYEFI Mobi plus Wi-Fi SD card. But the older generation card, You put in a camera, you take pictures, and you can connect it to your phone or tablet via Wi-Fi, and it sends it to your phone or tablet, so you get your pictures right away instead of trying to hook it up to a computer and put these pictures to your phone or tablet. So they went one step up. It does the same thing, but at the same time, it automatically uploads to the cloud to where it saves your device, to where it saves your pictures that you take. So it automatically sends it to your phone for you to look at, and it automatically sends it to the cloud to save.
Damn.
At the same time. So that new chip in there, buddy.
That's one hell of a chip, dude.
Yep. And with these Wi-Fi chips in it, it hasn't gone too high the capacity. So I think what you can buy right now is like around 32 gigs, but it's not like a regular price, like a regular SD card. They're kind of a little bit more expensive than a regular SD card just because it has that Wi-Fi capability. So, but this new generation, if you want to view on your phone or tablet right away and save to the cloud at the same time, you're going to have to pay $49 a year for an unlimited number of uploads, which is pretty good. If it was like 49 bucks a year for like 10 gigs of pictures, then I guess people kind of rethink about it. But since it's $49 per year with unlimited number of photos, that's a pretty good deal. Know what I mean? Do you have a separate camera, or do you use like your phone or tablet's camera, DJ?
I just use the iPhone camera, brother.
Oh, okay. You don't have like a separate point and shoot or one of those big cameras?
No.
Do you like taking pictures? Would you consider that one of your hobbies or something? Just like to take pictures?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I like definitely, dude. I definitely actually like looking at like art and shit like that, like the pictures.
Yeah.
Like of, I don't know, how the fuck would you call them? What would you call them? Still shots? You know what I mean? Just like still shots of like, you know, space or nature scenes or skies or mountains or lakes or just animals, cool shit like that. You know what I mean? I like that shit, you know? So I guess I'm a picture guy.
Yeah.
What about you, Mr. B?
Yeah, I have a point and shoot camera too. And then sometimes when you're like, out and about, just walking around or whatever, sometimes I like to take pictures too. Taking pictures. I guess I do. I like to take pictures, and I would like to get better so that way I could show my pictures. And on the rollingofftrackpodcast.com, I have my Flickr account linked to it.
What's Flickr?
Flickr is a place where you store your photos and people can check it out.
Is it like Instagram?
Sort of, yeah. Yeah, where you store your photos.
Mr. B, my movie just closed down, dude. Us filming just closed down.
Oh, snap.
God damn it.
Did I have like a timer on or something?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. I think I had too many, like, I don't know. Ableton doesn't like to be open when Skype's on. And I accidentally clicked that to go back to the movie thing and, it closed it down.
Uh-oh. So yeah, to the listeners, we're trying something different, and we're gonna try and reveal something to put up on a video site. So we'll see what DJ puts up after this. So just stay tuned.
Yeah, we'll definitely try to get it worked. Dude, it didn't save it or nothing, dude. Damn it.
Oh man.
We'll keep trying through other pods.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get this set up.
Cool. Yes, sir, listeners, we are still evolving, still doing, changing, trying new things.
Doing cool shit.
Doing cool stuff for your ear hole.
An eye hole.
Eye hole. Hey, eye hole. What you looking at, fool?
we should have a radio spot called Ear Hole Radio.
Ear Hole Radio.
Like iHeart Radio, but Ear Hole Radio.
Ear Hole Radio. That's a good one.
Hashtag Ear Hole Radio.
Ooh. Should come up with a internet broadcasting site with Ear Hole, huh?
The Ear Hole.
Ear Hole. The Ear Hole.
Oh, shit, Mr. B. That'd be cool.
That's tight. That's tight, son. Cool. All right, buddy. One last story. You ready?
Let's do this.
Galaxy S5. Remember I gave a quick description on the last episode?
Yeah.
Galaxy S5. I mentioned the fingerprint sensor. It's not too good. It's not as high quality as the iPhone,
No, it's not.
Nope, and they just proved it right here. Galaxy S5 fingerprint sensor is easy to hack.
Oh, that's right, it got hacked.
Yep.
Yes, sir, it did.
So we did mention this, and I'll mention it again, just because they figured it out, that you could put like a silicone on your fingertips, and then it kind of embeds the fingerprint on the silicone. So then you kind of put the silicone on the Galaxy S5's fingerprint reader, and it'll be able to read the silicone fingerprint of whatever you copied. Kind of like the movies, you know how they make a copy on some rubber or silicone?
Yeah, but are you honestly going to get close enough to a person to silicone their fingers?
I don't know.
That's crazy shit. Don't fall asleep. Lock your phone up. Turn it off.
No, but if you're asleep and you have their phone, you could easily grab their thumb and put it on their phone.
Tuck your hands in.
Don't fall asleep. If you go to a party or a concert, don't use the fingerprint.
No. Lock it with the password, bro. Fuck the fingerprint shit.
Yes, sir. So it just goes to show that Samsung hasn't perfected the fingerprint reader, and iPhone is still in the lead with that.
You can't hack the iPhone, man.
Not yet, because they said they tried the same hack to the iPhone when it first came out, and it didn't work. So they decided, let's try the same hack to the S5, and it did work. One more story. Ready? Mrs. Doubtfire is making a sequel. It's going to be a sequel for Mrs. Doubtfire.
No way.
Yes, sir, son.
Is Robin Williams going to be in it?
Robin Williams.
Oh, shit, buddy.
That's the only reason why it's exciting, because he's going to be in it again.
Hell yeah. He hasn't made a good movie in a long time, bro. I'm glad to see that dude doing that.
Yep. So that's the exciting news for the Rock Pod.
Woo!
What? Facebook it.
Instagram it.
Tweet it.
Google Plus it.
Redbox it.
Netflix it.
Yes, son. Tear another hole in your ear hole.
Yeah, buddy.
So, yeah. Thanks again for listening to another episode of Rock Pod. Sharing is caring. Right, DJ?
Yes, sir. Thanks for listening in and listening to my rants and bullshit.
Yep, man. Like I always tell DJ listeners, I always tell him, he always texts me saying, I don't know how I did, but I keep telling Mr. Rock Pod, anything goes, you're doing good. If you're not doing good, then I'll come over to your house. I'll find out where you live with this new Facebook app and smack you upside the head.
Oh, shit. You can't have none of that.
Nope. But for now, DJ, it's all good in the hood.
We live in the building, man. We in the Rock Pod Studios doing it up big, having fun. Rolling Off Track Podcast is in the building, man. We're doing it.
Yep. And let me check real quick the social media, see if anybody posted anything. I don't see anything. Nope. What? Just some crazy cats retweeting, favoriting. Yeah, a lot of people. Know what I mean?
You have a lot of people?
No, just since the last episode, just want to thank listeners, followers, new listeners, new followers. So we're evolving, growing, changing, trying different things, just rolling as we go. So DJ.
Yes, sir.
Circle K or Giant?
I'm going to go with the Circle Square R, you know what I mean?
Circle Square. that's the other one, huh?
Yeah, man, that's real shit right there. That ain't no bullshit.
All right, only this once. You're going to break the rules, right? I'll let you do it this once.
I'm going to pick the Circle K.
All right, Circle K. Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
Any last words?
I appreciate you guys listening. New followers, continual followers, we appreciate it. Thanks for all the listens and listeners. Stay Rock Podding.